The much awaited, that is, electric train service, or ETS, connecting the Malaysian cities of Johor Bahru and Kuala Lumpur has officially begun operations. The first southbound train left Kuala Lumpur in the last hour and is expected to take around 4.5 hours to reach Johor Bahru.
Okay, you're now looking at live pictures out of JB Central Station, where the northbound train is scheduled to depart on its first ever service. Okay, so the scheduled departure was for 8:40, so just a little bit late, but as we can see there, officials about to wave the train off. The new ETS launched yesterday by the region of Johor, Tunku Ismail Sultan Ibrahim. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim was also present at the ceremony. Now, he's hailed the service as a key milestone for Malaysia that could generate trickle-down economic benefits for local communities.
Now, the Johor Bahru to Kuala Lumpur route, or vice versa, is a popular travel corridor. Diesel trains, flights, buses and private vehicles currently connect the two cities. The ETS aims to offer a cost-effective, environmentally friendlier and congestion-free alternative to road and air travel. Oh, there we go.
Okay, so the service just about to go, and there we have it. The first northbound ETS heading for the Malaysian capital.
And Afifa was at KL Central Station earlier this morning to cover the departure of the southbound journey. And she tells us how the new ETS is expected to boost businesses in towns and villages along the line.
This project has always been framed as more than just a transport upgrade. Yesterday at the official launch, Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim and Transport Minister Anthony Loh, they spoke about how this project is seen as an economic catalyst, particularly for smaller towns and cities along this entire ETS 3 line that was very much dependent on road travel. So in the smaller towns like Segamat, Layang Layang, Kluang, we're seeing that the presence of these modern stations can also attract a lot more investments. And this will have a trickle-down effect, spillover effects that could indirectly lead to more jobs, more food services, more logistics services, property values in these areas. Analysts are also saying that they're expecting the property values to go up, and that's because it's all part of Johor's broader push to transform the entire region into a logistics and services hub, especially as it deepens links with its neighbouring Singapore, all part of the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone. And also, like you said, once this electrified line stretches all the way to the Thai border, what this means is that there's a very seamless north-south economic spine in Malaysia, and of course they'll bring a lot of benefits in terms of domestic tourism, but really change, you know, how people move around the country.